This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas. Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today. Here's your host, 6'1", former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
A very good evening and welcome into the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Tonight, we're going to kick off our program with some NFL news and notes and focus our attention on the New York Jets. They have been, oh my goodness, they've been dreadful. It has been a very tough season in 2016 as they currently stand 1-5 after another disappointing loss against the Arizona Cardinals. So on Sunday, they're going to host the Ravens at MetLife Stadium with a noon Central Time kickoff on CBS. We're going to dissect what exactly is wrong with the Jets, because you know what? They're just not a very good team right now. So we are thrilled to have back with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is Christian Dyer. He covers the Jets. He actually covers the Giants. He does it all for the Metro New York newspaper. And you can also find him on MSG Network as a pregame show host with the Red Bulls Insider. Good evening, Christian.
Hey, great to be on, Alyssa. Thanks for having me on. First time on the brand new SB Nation Radio.
All righty. We're thrilled to have you a part of it. And of course, we want to get the update on the Jets because they suffered another embarrassing loss. And this time it was on Monday night against the Cardinals. My goodness, they've lost five of their last six games. How devastating was that loss?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think you kind of, when you looked at the schedule, the first half of the schedule for the Jets was always going to be brutal. And they haven't even played the New England Patriots yet. So guess what? It could even get worse right now for this team, which is hard to fathom. But it was a bit of a murderer's row, the first 7-8 games of the schedule. And I think the hope was the Jets could maybe go into week 8 with 3 wins. They'd be able to go through the second half of the year. They always seem to play the Patriots tough, whether it's home or away, maybe split that series, sweep the rest of the AFC East, get 10 wins, and get back into the playoffs for the first time since 2010. But now it looks like at this point, after that loss against the Arizona Cardinals, and Arizona by no means was cruising into this game. They were a team that was struggling, and they just made the Jets look entirely ordinary and, quite frankly, just a little bit pathetic. So, yeah, this was a must-win game for the Jets, and now sitting at 1-5, I think you got to say their playoff hopes are on life support, and that might be kind.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the issues that have to be addressed, but how much of this 1-5 record is to blame on Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he has not been effective as the starting quarterback. We know that there are changes have taken place with Geno Smith.
Yeah, I mean, he is the whipping boy, and I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, even last year, no one wanted Ryan Fitzpatrick to be the starting quarterback, because if you're a Jets fan, you've been longing for a franchise quarterback. You haven't had one since Broadway Joe Namath was here, so it's been three and a half decades of just waiting for a franchise quarterback. They had a few seasons with Chad Pennington, but he was never that elite guy. So the hope was that Geno Smith would be able to beat him out. But Geno, as we all know, took the sucker punch to the jaw, Alyssa, and his season was derailed by Ryan Fitzpatrick, who came in, led the Jets to a very strong start, 10 wins, most wins since the 2010 season. And now all of a sudden, you're looking at Ryan Fitzpatrick may not be the best option anymore for the Jets. Just down the field, not able to make the throws, never had a reputation for being a strong arm. And you go back to the Kansas City Chiefs game just a couple weeks ago, 6 interceptions. And that was a game where the Jets on the road had their chances. They were able to move the ball, and then red zone turnovers just absolutely killed them. Now, I'm not prepared to say that Geno Smith is a better quarterback than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
I quite frankly don't think that he is. This guy has zero pocket presence, no ability to read defenses, and absolutely no touch and understanding on how ball placement is. Besides that, this guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback. But, you know, those three things, unable to read defenses and his pocket presence, absolutely kills him. But he, at this point, it might just be a scenario where anybody but Fitzpatrick may be better. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, the long pursuit this offseason, there was an awful lot of expectations. might have been just a little bit too much for him.
Okay, Christian Dyer back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is with the Metro New York newspapers. He covers the Jets. He also covers the Giants. Hopefully we'll have some time to dive into that. But let's step back for a moment. Let's talk about a quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Why do you think that the Jets have been exceptionally patient with him?
Well, it all goes back to the fact that a year ago, Fitzpatrick got the starting job because Geno Smith was out for the first few weeks of the season because of that sucker punch. And I think the underscoring theme there is that Geno Smith not as well respected by his teammates as Ryan Fitzpatrick. And if you look at social media, Fitzpatrick signs that one-year, $12 million contract with the Jets this offseason, late in the free agency period, you know, just a couple days before training camp is ready to open. And social media, his teammates are rejoicing that Fitzmagic, as they called him, was back. Brandon Marshall saying, my guy is back. Nick Mangold was enthusiastic. And I think in many ways last year wasn't just the play of Fitzpatrick, almost 4,000 yards passing, a Jets franchise record for most touchdowns in a season, second best passing season in franchise history. That's going to buy you a little leniency. But beyond that, I think it was just the fact that his personality, his demeanor, his leadership capabilities were all a stark contrast to Geno Smith. And when you have a quarterback playing the way that Fitzpatrick has, zero touchdowns, 10 interceptions over his last three, four games, and you're not going to the backup at some point, even just late in the games to spell him, that tells you that the coaching staff has zero confidence in Geno Smith. Perhaps not just on the field, but off the field in terms of leadership. So I think there was the hope that Fitzpatrick could turn this thing around. It was definitely the preference not to have to go with Geno Smith at this point. And Geno Smith may have a very short leash. We might see Bryce Petty.
I was going to say, how deep will they go? Yeah, how deep will they go, Christian, in that rotation as far as with quarterbacks? Because they're not going to be stuck on Geno Smith.
Well, I knew you would be going for the Baylor guy, the Central Texas guy. You want to see?
No, I'm a Sooner. Come on.
I know, but you know that Big 12 love runs.
Okay,
deep.
Yeah,
I know that. I know that. But Bryce Petty has grown by leaps and bounds, and I saw him in training camp last year. This is a guy who was very good mobility wise. Surprised me his ability to get the ball on the move, his touch down the field, and he really took this offseason and improved. Is he ready to be a starter in the NFL? No, but I think he can be a capable backup quarterback, which is not a bad spot to be at for this guy. So it may be a scenario where Sunday against the Ravens, this is a good pass rush, not a great secondary for Baltimore, but Geno Smith, if his leash is very short, I'm not sure Fitzpatrick is the de facto guy who goes in. They might want to look and see what they have in Bryce Petty, because if Geno Smith's not cutting it, might as well, you know, handwriting on the wall for the season, see what you got in the young guy.
How can this be? The New York Jets, they are 1-5, and we're going one-on-one with Christian Dyer with the Metro New York newspaper. He covers the Jets. He also covers the Giants. I have one more quick hit on the Jets. Your assessment of the job that head coach Todd Bowles has done?
Yeah, I was hoping to see more from Bowles, just a little bit more. He kind of came in guarded last year. It still seems like he's got that same guard up, and I was hoping second year as a head coach, 10 wins, took his team to week 17 with their playoff destiny on the line. This could have been an 11-win team last year for Todd Bowles. Instead, it still seems like he's guarded and a little bit overly rigid. And some of the concerns I would have on the field in terms of clock management, use of timeouts, challenges. This guy has a notoriously bad challenge record with the red flag. Some of those things you just don't see necessarily the demeanor of a head coach. And I know people have said this is a guy who should be a coordinator. His peak is a coordinator. And I get it. Some coaches are better as coordinators. They're just better with that hyper-focus and their specialty. Rex Ryan, the same thing's been said about him, and now he's a darling in Buffalo for the past 2 weeks. So, I mean, these things oftentimes shift and the narratives change, Alyssa. But when you look at Todd Bowles, you want to see a little bit more from him rather than just that deadpan sort of demeanor. And I think that there's a lot of room for Todd Bowles to grow, but that in many ways he's regressed this year. And I think the Jets now need to respond to just a little bit of a change in his personality, because coming off those Rex Ryan years, they needed a guy who was solid and steady. Now at 1-5, they need a little bit of that Rex magic and to go on there and chew their tails off a little bit.
Well, the narrative better change, because one can only wonder how those Jet fans are doing, because they've got to be very emotional at this point and very impatient. I can't talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think also when you look back just a couple years ago, Rex Ryan was fired. John Idzik, the general manager at the time, was fired after 2 years. So all of a sudden now you have a team that was 10-6 a year ago, and now they're, you know, they've got 1 win and 5 losses. They win, they go with 3-4 wins. Does Jets owner Woody Johnson have a very short leash and say, we got to blow this thing up again? This was a veteran team. Brandon Marshall, Darrell Revis, we spent big money to go after a quarterback, and Ryan Fitzpatrick. There were all the tools here, and you took us a step back. I mean, I don't think that Todd Bowles should be fired, but you have to wonder, a team that's in constant turmoil this offseason, will they go into it with another head coaching search?
Time always flies when Christian Dyer's on the program. Of course, is with the Metro New York newspapers. He covers the Jets, also the Giants. We're not going to have time to get into the Giants, but we look forward to another conversation, perhaps here in a few weeks. Would that be okay?
That would be great with me. My time is your time.
Thanks, Christian. Stick around at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.